Relay for Life, we all know it as the major fundraiser for the Cancer Council Tasmania. Sadly, it was cancelled last year due to the pandemic. Thankfully, a lot of the fundraising had been done before the event. The good news we heard a little while ago, of course, is that it's on again this year. We don't know what sort of form it's going to take because everything's changing from day to day. But today, the Cancer Council have announced that it will definitely go ahead on the dates scheduled, and it will be a COVID-safe event, which is most important. Alicia Van Eck is the Relay for Life State Manager from the Cancer Council Tasmania. She joins me now. Good afternoon, Alicia.
Good afternoon, Martin. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I guess we were waiting to see what happened with larger events before deciding what you're going to do with Relay for Life. But one of the key elements that have been announced today is that it'll be capped at 2,000 participants at each venue, which I think wouldn't worry us too much on the northwest coast because I think we sit around the 1,200 mark, don't we, for our participants?
Correct. And that 2,000 is at any one given time. So with all our relay events, we actually sit under that level. Even though we have more registrants, being a relay with people coming and going all the time, we comfortably sit under that 2,000 mark.
Our event is on the 27th and 28th of March, and a lot of things can change between now and then anyway, so hopefully it'll be even less restrictions when the time comes around. But one of the things you'll be implementing this year is a separate gate in and a separate gate out, and you'll be obviously practising physical distancing and things like that. And we've been told many times before about how vulnerable some of the people involved in Relay for Life are as cancer patients, as survivors. It's important that it's safe from their point of view.
Correct, yeah. So we put in our COVID safety plan and got approvals on that, and we're going above and beyond, to be honest, Martin. We want to make it a safe event for everyone. We obviously have vulnerable participants coming to our event, so we're taking every precaution possible as far as hand sanitizer, extra cleaning, hygiene matters. We've trained all our staff, volunteers and committee members. Our team captains will be informed about all the precautions and the way we can all make it a safe event for everyone. And having COVID around now for, what is it, almost a year now, So everyone's become a little bit accustomed to a lot of it. But we don't want to slack off either. We want to make sure that people are aware of their responsibilities and make it a fun event at the same time.
One of the things that will be different this year, and we're seeing this with so many events now, of course, is that registration and ticketing has to happen online so that we have details for contact tracing.
Correct. So with Relay for Life, we always have registrations, which is works now advantage. So that's been really good. We have opted to go with the TAS check-in app. The local Tasmanian government has just launched this app, and it's popping up everywhere in all the restaurants. It's the QR code that you scan. It's safe. You know your data has been stored in a safe place, and it's not there visible for everyone to see. You don't have to touch pens to fill stuff in. So we encourage everyone to download that app. So that on the day, it's just a quick check-in, scan the code, and you can say that you're present. And we'll also be introducing wristbands so that we can physically see those people that have been checked and that we've got all their data.
I've spoken to your CEO, Penny Egan, on a number of occasions. We know that, as I said in the intro, Relay for Life took a bit of a hit last year. We don't know we didn't know how big of a hit then, but I'm sure you've crunched the numbers now. And how big a hit was it last year, not actually having the events?
Yeah, look, it has had a huge impact on all of us. We obviously had a very ambitious target of $1 million last year, so we reached just under half of that. This year we're sitting around the same target for this year, and especially in Launceston, are doing a fantastic job. A huge thank you to the Launceston community. They're actually very well on track as far as registrations and fundraising goes. So, and that's really valuable to us because obviously this is our biggest fundraising event for the year. And being 90% community funded, we really reliant on these funds to be able to provide our services in prevention and support and our clinical research trials.
And given the hit you just mentioned, it's probably more important this year that we get back and support Relay for Life under as much normal circumstances as we can and maybe try and exceed, maybe go for a record here on the northwest coast as well with how much money we raise.
It'd be a smashing result if we could do that. It'd be great to see everyone out and about and enjoying a great weekend as well. And, of course, those funds are incredibly important to us. And, we've had a big hit in 2020, but we'd like to start 2021 off on a positive note and have an excellent Relay for Life season with our four Relay for Life events across the state.
If anyone's listening that hasn't done Relay for Life before, it's more than just an event, it's an experience, and it's very moving at times, and everyone has a lot of fun. probably if they've been thinking about not doing or maybe doing relay for the first time, this would be a good opportunity for them to jump on board now. And for first timers, it's pretty easy, isn't it? Because you, basically the Cancer Council holds your hand along the way. It's pretty easy to organise a team and there's lots of help available.
For sure, yeah. No, we provide lots of information and support along the way. If you don't feel game enough to create a whole team, feel free to join someone else's team. See if you can join in their team for the experience and then lead the way in 2022. Relay for Life has been around for 20 years and we're not going anywhere anytime soon. So the next few years will continue on.
And it's got its own dedicated website. You can get there through the Cancer Council website, which is cancer.taz.org.au. And of course, Relay for Life has its own dedicated website, relayforlife.com.au, I think it is, Alicia, and people can follow the prompts. People can follow the prompts through there and get onto a team or register a team. We've got a team and we're hoping that people that can't do the event will support our team and they might decide to support some of the other teams in there as well. So even if you're not going to relay, you can support a team that is.
For sure. Yep, there's options to donate. We're about to launch a statewide raffle so that everyone can get involved and support relay all the way.
Terrific, Alicia. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Look forward to Relay for Life when it rolls around in March. But thanks again today.
Thanks for having me again, Martin. Appreciate it.